Hello, and welcome to your GCSE Sociology Study Podcast. I'm here to help you master one of the most exam-relevant topics in the Crime and Deviance Unit, Crime Prevention Strategies. Now, this topic is absolutely crucial because it appears in virtually every past paper, and examiners love to test whether you can distinguish between different types of prevention, evaluate their effectiveness, and, here's the key, discuss the concept of displacement rather than absolute crime reduction. Today, we're going to cover the three main types of crime prevention strategies: situational, environmental, and social or community-based approaches. We'll explore how each one works, which sociological perspectives support them, and most importantly, how to use them to earn top marks in your exam. So grab your notes and let's dive in. Let's start with situational crime prevention, or SCP. This approach is all about making crime harder to commit in specific situations. Think of it as increasing the effort and risk for potential offenders while reducing the rewards. The key term here is target hardening. That's making targets physically more difficult to attack. Examples include installing CCTV cameras, using steering locks on cars, or adding security guards to shopping centers. Another important concept is surveillance, both formal surveillance like CCTV and informal surveillance, which sociologists call natural surveillance, where people can see what's happening in public spaces. SCP is rooted in right realism, a perspective that views criminals as rational actors who weigh up costs and benefits before committing crime. Right realists argue that if we increase the perceived risk of getting caught and reduce the potential reward, we can deter crime. But here's the critical evaluation point you must include in your exam answers. Situational crime prevention doesn't eliminate crime. It often just displaces it. Displacement can be spatial, meaning crime moves to a different location; temporal, meaning it happens at a different time; tactical, meaning offenders use different methods; target displacement, where different victims are chosen; or functional displacement, where a different type of crime is committed instead. For example, if one street installs CCTV, burglars might simply move to the next street without cameras. That's spatial displacement. Credit is given in mark schemes for candidates who can name and explain specific types of displacement. Now let's move to environmental crime prevention. This is closely linked to the broken windows theory, developed by Wilson and Kelling in 1982. The theory suggests that visible signs of disorder, like broken windows, graffiti, or litter, signal that an area is not cared for, which encourages more serious crime. Environmental strategies focus on improving the physical environment to reduce crime opportunities. This includes repairing broken windows, improving street lighting, designing public spaces with clear sight lines to increase natural surveillance, and creating defensible space, areas where residents feel a sense of ownership and responsibility. A famous example is the New York subway cleanup in the 1980s and 90s, where authorities removed graffiti and repaired damage. Crime rates did fall, but Marxist sociologists argue this was more about displacing homeless people and marginalized groups than genuinely reducing crime. They also point out that environmental strategies ignore the root causes of crime, like poverty and inequality. Finally, we have social and community crime prevention. This approach tackles the root causes of crime by addressing social conditions like poverty, lack of education, and unemployment. Examples include youth programs, mentoring schemes, community policing, and parenting support. Left realists strongly support this approach. They argue that crime is caused by relative deprivation, the feeling of being unfairly disadvantaged compared to others, and marginalization, where groups feel excluded from mainstream society. By improving social conditions and building stronger communities, we can reduce the motivation to commit crime in the first place. Community policing is a key example here. Instead of aggressive, top-down enforcement, community policing builds trust and cooperation between police and local residents. This can improve reporting of crime and increase informal social control. However, critics argue that social programs are expensive, take a long time to show results, and are difficult to measure. Examiners reward candidates who can evaluate both the strengths and limitations of each approach. Right, let's talk about how to use this knowledge in your exam. First, command words. If the question says describe, you need to provide two developed features with supporting information. If it says explain why, you need to give multiple explained reasons and link them together. And if it says discuss how far or assess, you need a balanced argument with evidence on both sides and a clear judgment. One of the most common mistakes students make is conflating crime prevention with punishment. Prevention is about stopping crime before it happens. Punishment is what happens after. don't mix them up. Another mistake is giving generic, non-sociological answers. Saying, put more police on the streets won't get you marks unless you use sociological terminology like visible deterrence or formal social control. Always, always use the item if one is provided in the question. Quote directly from it or refer to specific data. This triggers AO2 application marks immediately. And here's a top tip. When evaluating crime prevention strategies, use the acronym PERC. That's practical issues, ethical issues, reliability and validity of data, and theoretical perspective. This structure ensures you cover all the evaluation criteria examiners are looking for. For example, CCTV might be practical in city centers, but not in rural areas. Ethically, it raises concerns about surveillance and civil liberties. The reliability of crime statistics is questionable because of the dark figure of crime, crimes that go unreported or unrecorded. And theoretically, right realists support CCTV, while Marxists criticize it as a form of social control over the working class. All right, let's test your knowledge with a quick-fire recall quiz. I'll ask a question, pause for a few seconds, then give you the answer. Question 1. What does SCP stand for? Answer. Situational crime prevention. Question 2. Name two types of displacement. Answer. Spatial and temporal, or tactical, target, or functional. Question 3. Who developed the broken windows theory? Answer. Wilson and Kelling. Question 4. Which sociological perspective supports social and community crime prevention? Answer. Left realism. Question 5. What does the acronym PERC stand for in evaluation? Answer. Practical issues, ethical issues, reliability and validity, and theoretical perspective. Brilliant. Let's quickly summarize what we've covered today. There are three main types of crime prevention. Situational, which increases risk and effort for offenders. Environmental, which improves physical spaces to reduce crime opportunities. And social or community, which tackles root causes like poverty and marginalization. Remember, crime prevention strategies often displace crime rather than eliminate it. And examiners reward candidates who can evaluate effectiveness using sociological perspectives and the PERC framework. Use specific terminology, quote from the item, and always link your points back to the question. You've got this. Good luck with your revision, and remember, sociology is all about thinking critically and applying theory to real-world examples. Thanks for listening, and see you next time.